Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Well, it's going to be for the Eagles this coming season. Welcome back. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 for this hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you're in peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. With a tree card 94 only at Sunoco. Right, we'll get back to your phone calls here on the Phils. Are you fully buying in? They're 32-18 on pace for over 100 victories. And they're playing great baseball right now. From the offense, the bullpen's been better. The starting pitch's been great the whole season. I'm hitting the pause button, though. I'm not fully buying in yet. This has been against a lot of tomato cans, legitimate tomato cans, in the Rockies and the Pirates and the Rockies and the Nats. I got to see it a little bit longer before I believe they're this good. Hugh's feeling good. He's buying in. Where do you come down on the Phillies? And, of course, $100 gift card to Sunoco. We're looking for some wild jobs. It'd be funny to imagine us doing here on the Midday Show. Hugh is a lifeguard, horse inseminator, and pro sleeper, so far as what we've heard. All right, before we go any further, though.
One of these is not like the other.
Definitely.
Hugh, we got some news this week that had nothing to do with the Tush Push. Tush Push was the biggest news this week, and awesome news for the Eagles. We're going to hear a little bit from what Jason Kelce said this morning about that coming up. But we got the news that the Eagles are going to be on Hard Knocks this season. Now,
Whoa. Yeah,
here we go. To be clear, it is not the summer Hard Knocks, your classic Hard Knocks in the training camp. It's going to be the in-season Hard Knocks following the team all year. It's the division. So it's not just the Eagles. It'll be the Eagles, the Cowboys, Commanders, Giants, in-season NFC East Hard Knocks. I love this. I think it's a good thing they're on. It's because you got cut on Hard Knocks.
I mean, no, it's not it. Mm. Let me look at it like this, people.
Does Shoe do anything for us?
Let's pretend for a moment, because we're pretending, that Hard Knocks was here last year when the A.J. Brown, Brandon Graham thing blew up. And how that could have worked against us. Because this is the one thing that we all know about relationships. And when you allow outside individuals to influence relationships that they have no depth on, or no, you know what I mean, no bandwidth, is that it makes it worse. Think about any relationship that you've ever been in when a friend or a family member on the fringes looks at that or has a comment or says something about something they have no depth about, and how it makes it worse. This is what Hard Knocks is going to be. This is exactly what it's going to be, and it's going to turn probably small things, because let's be honest, the way that whirlwind went up last year, that could have went either way for us as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon went in there as a man. Just think, if Brandon went in there and he apologized, and the Hard Knocks cameras were in there for that. Now you open yourself up for all types of other scrutiny, because just say, for example, somebody might say, I don't like the way Brandon apologized, or he wasn't genuine, or something. Like, I don't think it's worth it. I don't think it needs to be done, but I get it, because you just won the Super Bowl, and then on the back end of that, you got the Giants, and Saquon's here. It's a compelling story.
The division is compelling. You got Jaden Daniels,
yeah,
the Cowboys.
Jerry Jones, yep. And the helicopter shenanigans and all this stuff, I get it.
So, I understand your point on the, this is going to make small things bigger. But it blew up last year.
AJ Brown thing happened anyway.
It blew up last year without any cameras.
But it could have been worse.
I don't know. I mean, we spent a whole week on that.
It could have been. No, when I say it could have been worse, people.
Brandon Graham went on the air for 20 minutes and flamed AJ.
No, but when I'm saying it could have been worse, because it could have went the other way. It could have gotten a lot worse for the players in the locker room, because we used to call it putting jumper cables on somebody, gassing them up, putting jumper cables on them. Could have made it worse by doing that. They kept it in-house for the most part. We did our reckless speculation every day. And they rose above all of that, and they were able to win the Super Bowl.
I actually think the Eagles are uniquely position to handle this. They handle WIP. They handle the craziest football fan base.
We do that anyway.
I know. Like, we're doing this, literally, this station is here 24 hours a day talking about the Eagles.
Like, we are the Hard Knocks.
Yeah, like, if they can get through us and our nonsense and our conversation. I mean, they won the Super Bowl last year. I was talking about firing the head coach after 4 weeks. People agreed with me that day. I wasn't the only one. They won the Super Bowl. I think the Eagles could handle all this stuff. Remember minicamp last year, right around this time,
mm-hmm.
when Jalen Hurts gave that really bizarre answer about Nick Sirianni? They still won the Super Bowl. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah,
I'm excited for it.
All that stuff is on YouTube, like all their press conferences, everything mm-hmm. they say and stuff. Like, the world we live in today, like, it's basically like Hard Knocks is just condensing it into a more accessible version of it that you can stream. But like, we have all of this content, we have all this info already. The coverage of teams now is, I mean, it's just different than it was. I mean, when you played and when you were on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, I know, and you have more editorial control.
A lot more social media. That. Players are on social media.
I get that.
I
get that. My biggest thing is this: the outside influence could be somewhat of a problem. You know, I mean, that's just my personal feeling on it. I'm not a fan of it, and that's why I feel the way. Because a lot of times, think about it like this, and I don't know how many relationships either one of you have had, but they always get a little bit more messy when you get family involved. When family gets involved, sure, and everybody has an opinion about
something, that makes it harder.
It makes it a little harder, and that's how I look at it.
So I also think, and look, we'll see how the season plays out, but I'm not even sure week to week the Eagles are going to get the most airtime. They have the Cowboys on there.
And the Giants.
The Cowboys.
And I thought about that too, Joe.
Right, it's an Amazon
more
national
dysfunctional
show.
Teams in the NFC. Right.
You beat me to it, you're right. I understand it.
Look, there's going to be a week, we know it, where the Eagles will lose a game, and mm-hmm. maybe AJ is on the sideline reading a book or whatever, you know, doing a crossword puzzle or something, and they blow it up and make it a big thing. There'll be a few weeks of that, but the Eagles should be really good. There shouldn't be that much drama. They're coming off the Super Bowl. Yeah. Like last year, again, I thought they should fire Sirianni after 4 weeks. If they start 2-2 this year, I'm not going to say that. We're not, as a station, not going to be having that conversation off the Super Bowl. So I think it's going to be actually less drama.
It's down to the Eagles themselves. Like last season, they had the AFC North on Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm.
Harbaugh and the Ravens, Tomlin and the Steelers went through that entire thing without any real serious drama coming out of that.
Yep. Like they were buttoned up. And they had quarterback controversy.
They had good, like Tomlin was buttoned up. Harbaugh buttoned up. Like, if Sirianni's not buttoned up, that's on Sirianni. It's mm-hmm. not on Hard Knocks being there. Like,
same thing with AJ. If he's messy,
Like, all the stuff that we pointed and laughed at was about the Browns. And they were the Browns anyway. Just don't be the Browns.
I think it's a good thing.
I'm
excited for this. 215-592-9494. Is it a good thing the Eagles are on Hard Knocks? All right, Hugh doesn't think so.
No.
You're not the only one, though. Devonta Smith recently, this was before we knew it was official, but the kind of the rumors were out there. Here's Devontae talking about wanting or not wanting to be on Hard Knocks.
I wouldn't say it's a curse. I think they just picked teams they feel got a lot of stuff going on, like a lot of drama and stuff, which I'm surprised they haven't mentioned the idea of this.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie. In Philly, it's a movie, man. If they had Hard Knocks with us, man, they'd be like, man, this is crazy team, so I'm glad they ain't picked us.
I don't know if they've ever done one on a team after winning a Super Bowl. They're probably gonna watch this and be like, hey,
I hope we decline, man.
Well, they didn't. I'm not sure they can.
And he said that in the nicest way he possibly could.
Yep.
Philadelphia is a movie. It is. Like, I am fascinated on a day-to-day basis how passionate, because I tend to forget every now and then. I don't know how. And somebody said, how do you tend to forget? You work at WIP every day. I do. But when I unplug, I usually go and do my own thing. But after the tush push thing went in our favor,
mm-hmm.
There were people speaking to me that I didn't even knew that I used to play football. You know what I mean? Or listen to the station, because a lot of times people say you're coming into work or whatever, and they'll say hi, but that's it. They won't say anything else.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But the last couple of days after the verdict was in our favor, I was having random conversation with people that I've seen normally, but they just didn't say anything. So it is a movie. It's just I'm humbled every day about how passionate the Eagles fans and the 4-for-4 fans are about all their sports teams.
Well, that's part of the reason that I'm sure they chose the NFC East.
Yeah.
I mean, you got fan bases that care, and the Cowboys and the Eagles off the Super Bowl.
I get that.
I love it, and I'm not worried about this. All right, Devontae didn't want it. A.J. Brown also chimed in. He tweeted, nope, the other day when the NFL, this is, he tweeted nope on the NFL Films tweet of that they're doing this, right? Like they put out the, hey, we're doing this, Battle for the East, Hard Knocks in season with the NFC East premieres on HBO Max this season. And he just wrote, nope. Well, I'm sorry, AJ. You don't really get to choose. I mean, you're part of this, and you got to be on your best behavior with those cameras in there. All right, I think we all deep down know why Hugh Douglas doesn't want Hard Knocks here.
Wow. Right?
Well, because you're a veteran of Hard Knocks. Let's hear.
Del Rio meets privately with his staff. Releasing Hugh Douglas is a big decision. Del Rio wants to make sure it's the right one.
Let me ask you this. What does Hugh give us that Lionel doesn't give you?
I remember Lionel Barnes. Lionel Barnes.
I'm just saying. I mean, what are we paying for? I don't want to be hasty. I really don't. Tell me if I'm way off base, but does Hugh do anything for us? I'm not trying to stir it up. Believe me, all I want is the best guys.
Yeah.
That's what we all want, right?
No, yeah, I didn't fit the defense that they wanted to play.
Yeah.
You know. And Lionel did what they wanted him to do. You know, it was a lot. And I mean, hey, I'm not upset I got cut. I got cut. They did me a favor.
They did. You got to come back.
They did me a huge favor.
Yeah, I mean, screw Jackson.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Plus the alligators and all that.
Yeah.
I can't hear that fight. Full clip without feeling like the drops are being dropped in.
No.
Like you play a drop enough.
Like it's our drop that they put in the show.
But let me tell you, but it's partly on me because, you know, I know that, you know, I didn't have the greatest year and I was coming back. You know, I was trying to get healthy off the injury. But the thing that really rubbed me the wrong way is when I can't, you know, me and Jack had a private conversation, called me, hey, you know, and I'm dealing with Jack because I dealt with Andy Reid. And Andy was the type of coach that was for the players. And he never, anything me and Andy talked about, it was between me and Andy. So I'm talking to Jack, and Jack said, hey, man, we want you to do this, that. This is the weight we want you to come in. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm busting my ass getting ready for the season, right? And I never forget, I'm walking through the door. And you know how you can tell when people are talking about you?
Mm.
And they say, oh, there you go. You know, so the camera crew is waiting by the door. So I walk in, you know, I'm ready to go, getting ready for the season. Mind is clear, trying to salvage this thing. So they're looking at me sideways, right? So the first thing you had to do when you get in is weigh in. So I'm like, all of a sudden, I walk in and I got an entourage.
Mm.
And I'm like, what the hell going on? So I get on the scale and camera's on.
You were a story right away.
Yeah. Boom, camera's on. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow. So I made my weight. I made the weight that I was at, the weight, the exact weight that he wanted me to be. And at that point, I was like, man, you know what? Screw Jacksonville. But it was like I was still healing. But, you know, hey, it was what it was. But I did not like that. I did not like the fact that conversation to me was in confidence. And you made it the storyline. Because that was me and you talking. But I will give him this. When they cut me, we had a private meeting. But at that point, it was done. That relationship had been done,
right?
Because you played for the cameras, so it was cool. But that's what you worry about. I don't, to your point, Kyle. The Eagles are a much better organization. They're not going to play those stupid games that they played in Jacksonville. They're not going to do any of that.
And they're coming off a Super Bowl.
Yes.
I actually think last year, with all the drama leading into last summer, now the Eagles handled it fine, right? They put the pieces together. I think last year would have been a problem. Could you imagine if it was Hard Knocks last summer when the Jalen thing happened and he wouldn't back Sirianni? That would have been... whew.
Let's be honest about Hard Knocks, though. If it were around in that summer, you know what it would feature? A lot of us reacting to the Jalen stuff.
Of course.
Yeah, overreacting.
Listen, but at the end of the day, we're doing that with or without Hard Knocks.
Yeah. No, I know. But there was drama leading into the summer last year. There's not this year. There's just, can they repeat, right? And there's little things. But I'm excited for this. I think it's a good thing. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Eagles being part of the in-season Hard Knocks on the NFC East? I like it. Kyle likes it. Hugh, with some bad memories of the past to Hard Knocks. Doesn't like it. Where do you come down? Plus the Phils. Are you buying in fully on this Phillies team? 32-18 through 50 games. Andy in Westchester's up. Hey, Andy.
Nope. I do not want the Hard Knocks. I'm with A.J. Brown.
Oh, come on. You know you're going to watch, and you know it's going to be fun.
I never watch it. Has any team really ever had a good season after being on that?
Wasn't Denver?
I got to think. I'm sure. I mean, just the odds say they've been doing this for 20 years. I mean, someone's had a good season. Plus, Andy, the one they do now in the season, they do a whole division, right? So, like, someone's got to win the division. Right. Someone's got to be good.
And does that air in season? I don't know.
It does.
It's almost like a soap opera.
Yeah, week by week.
Yeah, it's a weekly thing. Yeah.
Right. That's why I don't really pay attention. I'm not in the reality thing, but I don't live in reality. See.
Well, yeah, me neither. We work at WIP, so we don't live there either.
So I'm not fully bought in on the Phillies either. I mean, I really love what they're doing right now, but they're the girlfriend that's hurt you too many times, and it's kind of wait and see. I got to go to the bar a few more times with her and see if she ends up on the table.
She's still fine, though. She's still fine when she's
I'm enjoying it now, but stay off the table. That's pretty much where we're at.
I guarantee you, Ed, there's going to be some bad decisions made this weekend with that going on just right there.
Of course.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it for me. And also, I was thinking about Rojas. Did he have cleats on?
Hugh asked that this morning.
Andy, me and you are thinking.
It's funny. Like,
I didn't say it, Andy, but me and you are thinking the same thing because he looks like he looks like he belongs. He has to look like he belongs because they were on the field warming up.
Even if he's in shorts, he had to have cleats on.
You would think there's cleats on. But if you're the security guard and you see this guy in the bushes, I mean, what are you thinking?
It's the camera. Yeah. We're on the same page. I'm gonna leave it like that. Okay. But it's like some folks need to read the room, man. Mm. I mean, Buddy looked like a baseball. He looked like he. I don't know what he had on, but I'm pretty sure he looked like he belonged. So I'm gonna leave it at that.
Before you give your odd job for us to do, Andy, I just look. So no team that's ever been on the summer Hard Knocks has won the Super Bowl. A few teams have been pretty good. The Jets, one of the years they went to the title game with Rex Ryan. But for the most part, no, it hasn't led to a Super Bowl, if that's what you were wondering.
Yeah, I just feel, I don't know. It just seems like nothing ever good comes out of it. The only thing I hear of it is funny stuff, being played on the radio. The dumb things people say and do and get caught doing.
So, well, I mean, anyway. I'm sure the Giants, I'm sure Joe Shane is ready to just lose his mind.
Because he got to go back to back.
Yeah, he's got to go back on TV again looking like a smacked ass. All right, what do you got for us, Andy? What is your odd job you think would be funny if we did?
I love that it's always what if we did, and then it just becomes
I know.
I'm thinking of jockey.
A jockey?
My big ass on a horse.
No, that horse would not go anywhere.
That horse would be in struggle bus.
You know what the crazy part is? I was watching the Preakness, the Preakness last weekend, and obviously the Derby a few weeks before. Even I weigh way too much to be a jockey.
Them jockeys are petite.
I think it's like 115 is the max. They are little men. I mean, they're just tiny. Andy, we preached a phone call. All right. I mean, either of us, the jockey is ridiculous, but Hugh as a jockey just feels
that's bad.
Insane.
I mean, that's cruel.
I think the horse could handle it.
Oh, well.
No, I mean, he could, but not at a fast
speed.
Yeah,
not like making him run and
no,
all that.
No, but Hugh could sit on a horse. The horse is going to be okay.
Yeah, the horse is going to be okay, but it's not going to run that fast. It's not going to run like it would if, one of them little petite men were on there.
I don't even we don't know anyone that tiny.
See, I can't take shots at Moshe anymore because Moshe had it. He's Hunter. He's a hunter.
Hunter
Moshe
for what?
Is a wingman. Moshe is like, he be casting that line. He be throwing it out there.
You can take shots.
Oh yeah, I do, but Moshe is like, he's an icebreaker. I'm gonna start calling Moshe the icebreaker.
Yeah, but he couldn't be a jockey. I mean, he's too stocky to be a jockey.
Yeah, he got a little belly.
Well, not even that. I mean, you took it too far.
Took it 1 minute.
No, Moshe knows how these things go.
I'm just saying he's not 115 pounds.
Moshe is a good dude. He's a little rotund.
Do you know any adult man that's small enough to be a jockey? I don't.
Do I know an adult man?
Yeah, I just don't know anyone that could be a jockey. I mean, that's really small. You have to be short, right? I mean, you have to be really short, because otherwise, anyone that's like 5'11",
no,
I don't know
anybody personally that I know, that could be a jockey. No, I don't know that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know anyone, but
Moshe, like that.
He's got the
height.
I
think Moshe's a little bit too tall to be a jockey.
I don't know about that. I'm just not sure about that one. Thomas in Vermont.
Moshe out here catching strays.
Thomas, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
Yeah, for the Phillies, I'm kind of buying right now. You know, a lot of the things that I was worried about, Romano earlier, Boom earlier, you know, they really stepped it up. Romano went from like 11.63 ERA down to a 6, I believe. So I'm definitely buying in right now. You know, the Alvarado thing, that's a heartbreaker. But, you know, if Romano can be close enough to Alvarado, I'm definitely buying in right now.
Well, it certainly makes the bullpen issues less pressing. Like, we still need someone, Thomas. I'm like, they're going to miss Alvarado, especially as they play better teams. But I'm shocked at how good Romano's been for a while now. Like, after the first few outings he was good, I was like, all right, let's just see how long he could do this for. But it's been like 3 weeks where he looks dominant out there.
Yeah, I want to talk about the tush-push too thing. Mm-hmm. So I have a premonition for you. So say, you know, say you're Roger Goodell, and you know, this vote passes next year. If I don't know if that ever came up, like a draft pick, right? So hey, got passed. What do we need to get this play out of here? Even though they voted to pass it, if I gave you, let's say, a first round pick or a second round pick or whatever, does that sway you? Or would you look at that as selling out? Like, yeah, you're getting a pick, but you're selling off.
All right, so you're bringing it from the, like, if the Eagles' perspective, right? Like, we give up the tush-push, but they give us a pick. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Would I trade the tush-push for a first-round pick? Yeah, I would. I think they could survive without the play.
How far down would you go? Third-round pick? Fourth-round pick?
It's actually an interesting premise. Second is where I start to think differently about it. I might still take the second, Thomas. I'm not taking a third. I like to play too much. Would you take a first round pick for the tush push?
I mean, that's an interesting hypothetical.
You get a good player in the first round.
Yeah, but no.
I mean, you were a first round.
Yeah, but maybe not.
No.
Well, but it's
I'm gonna keep the play
guaranteed
because
1 yard. Maybe
well,
good
it's,
player.
It's a cheat code. Like I said, it's a cheat code.
Yeah, but you could run a quarterback sneak and get a star player.
Yeah, but you have something that the NFL.
I like this question.
Has
this is a good
tried
one,
to litigate in a court.
All right, what's your job?
So I don't know if it's the name of it. But you guys being an Amish country and picking up the stuff left behind from the horses with the
horse pooper picker upper,
horse pooper picker upper in Amish country. Thomas, I like it. Good one. Thomas brought a lot of different hypotheticals to the show.
See what they call that job. Mm. What do they call people that pick up horse poop?
Got an answer for us?
I can't type that fast. Okay.
215-592-9494. Are you buying what the Phillies are selling? Not quite yet for me. Look, the pitching has been very good. The offense has come alive this week, Coors Field, but they what is it called?
Muckers. Or poop sweepers.
Not smuckers like the
Muckers.
Muckers. I'm not doing that job. All right, I'm not fully buying into the Phillies yet. They have built up this record really on the back of beating up tomato cans. They're 17-3 against the five worst teams they face, including the Rockies, 7 wins against them. They're 15-15 against everyone else. Hughes buying in. I'm not quite there yet. 215-592-9494. And the Eagles on the in-season hard knocks. Do you like this?
Hold up, Joe.
What do you got?
Muckers can make anywhere from 10,000 to 140,000, 147,000.
There's no shot. Who's making $147,000 picking up horse poop?
I'm just saying that's what it says. Look at that. That's what it says.
Yeah, but AI also says that you have a famous take about defense
and offense.
It is
super famous. It's super famous.
It's super wrong.
Put me on the map.
Phillies players, they were asked about the best clubhouse guys and leaders. Wait to hear what name came up multiple times unprompted. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now, you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, That's when things get interesting. You can buy live prop bets in a same game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.